Okay. All right. Hello. Welcome back to... Oh, shit. Wait, no. This was my new... Ready? This was going to be my new introduction. You ready for this?
Sure.
What's up, Entre bitches? It's your emperor, Jeremy...
You can't even say that without laughing. It's so ridiculous.
Damn it. I wrote it down. I wrote it down and I go... This is fucking hilarious.
If you own it, I won't snicker, I swear.
No?
No.
Okay.
I won't.
What's up, Entre bitches? It's your emperor, Jeremy. Well, hold on, because I see you smiling as I say this. You know what I mean?
Turn around.
What's up, Entre bitches? It's your boy, Jeremy. Oh, damn it. It's not boy, it's emperor.
It's whatever you want
to
be.
No, no, no. Turn around again. Okay. What's up, Entre bitches? It's your emperor, Jeremy Redman, and this is Not Boring Business. What's up?
Welcome back.
That was good, right? Do you like it? No?
It's funny. It's a bit much, but that's kind of like your caricature thing, right? Like mm-hmm. You're going for a bit. So, I yeah, if that's what
I've
you
never
do.
Been more happier ever than like going for this. Like,
cool.
I actually ran, so I run all my ideas by Holly.
The Hollinator.
The Hollinator. We need to call her that.
I like
the
that.
The Hollinator. She'll like that. And this is what's funny is she kind of snickered at it. Like she was like laughing. And normally she'll go, no. No, I hate that. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
So like I ran it by and I go, I just got like the seal. It's funny that her like, is like the seal of approval.
That's awesome.
Do you know what I mean?
That's all
so
you
like
need.
She kind of giggled and I was like, do you think people will take this the wrong way? You know what I mean? Like, what's up, Entre bitches? You know what I mean?
Right.
I think that's funny.
No, I own it, man.
It's I like, want to own it all. Do you know
like,
what I mean?
Like the world.
I want to run the world.
Are we recording?
Yeah. This is all recording. Oh, we're awesome. 2 minutes in now.
Oh, snap.
We're 2 minutes into this episode.
So, yeah.
We've got 28 more.
Speaking of Entre bitches. No, I just think.
Okay.
I just think of you.
Speaking.
And I wonder,
yeah.
Is Jeremy Redman irreplaceable?
Ooh, before we jump into that.
Okay, fair
before
enough.
We jump into that. So I just got a text message.
Too early.
This is hilarious. Listen to this text message.
Go for it.
I'm a mentor, coach, everything to me. This guy is now.
Okay.
Todd from founder to CEO.
Okay. Yeah.
Just a light, and he'll be a light in anybody's life, but specifically mine. He texted me and wrote, just got off a Zoom call with a founder in Ireland.
Okay. Hi, how you getting? I'm from Ireland.
In Ireland. And that was pretty good. That was a good brew.
Whiskey,
you know?
Sorry.
Okay. Whiskey, I'm drunk.
Yeah, he's... Oh, sorry. Go ahead now.
Just got off a Zoom call with a founder in Ireland. He said he was inspired to reach out to me, him, because he listened to, quote, that founder in LA who was very funny.
Yeah, that guy. No, he's funny.
Let's say it like this. I was inspired. That founder in LA who was very funny.
We sound more like leprechauns, I think. We can do better with the Irish.
Speaking of leprechauns, this podcast, the Not Boring Business podcast, is what you would find at the end of a rainbow. Gold.
You thought there was a pot of gold, but there's a badass... Podcast.
And that's it, right? So shout out to like doing things. His podcast episode was like the backbone of why we're doing this right now. Like
nice.
Bringing value and also being warm and funny and different. And some people just can't get on that level. He's one of those people that can. He
that's
obviously brought
cool.
it out of me. So
yeah, you must have had fun with him and then boom.
Absolutely.
This guy in a whole other country.
So check
was like,
out
oh,
founder
snap.
To CEO. In another country.
Exactly. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's insane to me. Think about the impact. I go on my daily routine thinking, I make no impact. Do you know what I mean? Not yet. Right? Like
no, I know that. I know that's easy to do, right? Because it's like, well, I haven't had a million downloads and like, I don't know. But dude, that's kind of silly if you really look at just boom, stuff like that, or how many people you've already connected. And even myself, it's like smaller scale at this point to what I'd like, but you're still boom.
You're still making people. Some kind of impact.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what it's all worth. And like, and I think this is the topic of this episode is, I thought about this the other day. is anyone truly irreplaceable? Okay?
Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about this. So I had a mentor, and he was also another CEO, founder.
Okay.
And he said one time to me in a meeting, he was like, you know, Jeremy, everyone's replaceable, even me.
Mm.
And I start to think to myself, I used to believe it. I used to believe that everyone was replaceable, right. Even me. Even really? I used to think okay. like that. Okay. I am replaceable as well.
Yeah.
Until lately,
nice.
Where I started to have doubts that I'm irreplaceable. Like, I'm replaceable. Like the longer I stay in this game, the more I see the traits that make people fucking great.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. So, it's funny you say that, because yesterday you texted me about, like, what if we talk about this topic? Is anyone truly irreplaceable? And I was thinking, oh, this is going to be good, because I believe people are not irreplaceable. And you know, I thought you were going to say they are, like, or that you, they rather flip that. I thought you were going to say people are replaceable, and I was going to say, no, they're not. So it's going to be disbanded. But it sounds like we're on the same page with this, which is interesting. But
unfortunately.
But you were on that other side. So that's really, because it makes me wonder, dude, what caused you to be like, oh, you see these other traits and other people you look up to, you're like, that's not fucking replaceable. That guy's got mm-hmm. this unique thing. What is there any person or a certain trait that comes to mind?
Me. So like,
well,
this you're awesome. This is what's hilarious is I'm not where I want to be anywhere close, right?
Okay.
But I've been abandoned so many times, and people have given up so much just in my ventures with me. People that wanted to be co-founder, people that wanted to be partners, people that wanted to work for me. And it's like, we pay them, we do whatever, we give them equity. I've done all these kinds of creative packages, like right down to like salaries, bonus, everything that it is. Mm-hmm. And it's like, some people, when shit gets difficult, they give up. Like that's yeah. The one quality I point to this and say, is that person irreplaceable? It's like, has that person gone through enough adversity in their life? Like, have they gotten punched in the fucking mouth more than 10 to a dozen times that when that person, this business gets inevitably hard, his or her job gets inevitably harder.
Yeah.
Will they bounce back with a fucking smile on their face? So to me, the being irreplaceable is being able to sit there day in, day out, eating shit sandwich after shit sandwich and continuing to go. Like, right. And waking up the next day. We were just talking about earlier how stressed I am personally and professionally, and how I'm literally falling asleep because I don't want to take it anymore. Like, you know what I mean? Like, right. I just go, it's a fucking day over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, right. So for me, it's all about, I wake up the next day, every day, every time, and go, fucking let's do this.
So it sounds like it's about grit and resilience. Those are two important things to me too, right? It's like, yeah. If you're not able to grind it out and figure it out, and then when shit gets a little hard, figure out how to resolve that and you know, pivot or whatever it is, then you're probably never going to get to where you want to go, right?
Yeah, right.
That's what it makes me think of.
You're right. I really feel like there are people out there that are not replaceable.
Yeah.
I mean, can you say like at certain time frames they are replaceable? Because it's not just a founder thing. Because right. Founders are replaced, like founder CEOs are replaced all the fucking time. Like yeah. Boards replace them and everything else.
Fair enough. But I think of people that I really look up to, say like a Richard Branson or mm-hmm. Michael Jordan or Tom Hanks. Like those fucking people are so unique and so successful at this point. I think at any stage in their career, in my opinion, it's not like someone can say, yeah, here, we'll get this other guy to play Forrest Gump. No, it wouldn't have been sure. The same. You know what I mean?
Or the movie would have been terrible. Yeah, right. That's what I mean. Yeah.
In fact, I heard John Travolta was considered for it before Tom and...
Oh, was he?
We know that would not have worked.
Well, he would have just been too... There's too much grease lightning in that guy. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
To play fucking Forrest Gump.
Exactly.
With knee braces. But anyway, so like this is the second part of what I'm thinking is... Dude, I see it. I mean, you see it. We're in LA and it's so close. we're so close to what, to the formula, or to looking at the formula of what makes success, but we are also so close to the formula of what creates failure, right? Like, because you see it. So 97% of the people here start with a I'm gonna be an actor, and they end like just waiting tables, dude. Like, you know this.
Right, but you know I mean? But I think part of that relates to what we were just talking about before. Those are people who either aren't willing to pivot or can't take the resilience to move, to grind past it, in my opinion, and maybe don't get to know themselves along the way and realize like, oh, you know what? I wanted to do this in my 20s, but there's other shit I now want to do.
Just oh yeah, it's pivoting. Sense? You know what? That's a good
baby.
That's a good point. I have not pivoted away from my wants and dreams since I was like 7.
But you, it seems like your eye's been on a prize that's really core, that's, yeah, resonates right. with you.
Like inside me, I go, I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to dabble in entertainment. Like, movies have shaped the way that I've grown up.
Yeah.
And then I've always known, like, hustling, that's it. Like, I've never been the smartest. Like, I've never been the hardest worker.
Right.
Right. Like, I mean, I work a lot and I love what I'm doing, so it doesn't feel like work. But at the same time, I go, I think I leverage like likability, like right. all these other things that like.
And it sounds like working hard but smart. So you're not smart in the traditional sense, maybe.
Sure.
But
yeah.
you're smart at working.
Thank you. Thank
no,
you.
From, you. Quoting
I'm not
you.
I'm smart in
you,
the traditional
I'm
sense.
I'm quoting
at
you.
All.
I think you're a smart dude, but. But we. That's a whole side tangent. Intelligence.
That's a whole
is
side
not
tangent.
Just about
is Jeremy
Jeopardy
an
bullshit.
Idiot? Yeah.
Which one?
Which
two,
one?
Right, which two
one?
Right here.
Which Jeremy is more an idiot?
Why won't that door open? I pushed it, said pull. I'm confused.
Why would they put a handle on the inside if they didn't want me to pull it?
I don't get it.
I don't get this. This is a Rubik's Cube to me, you know? Okay.
But I am a Rube.
I am a Rube. Sorry. So like, I have two examples of this.
Let's hear it.
One is... someone who used to work for me that always used to like want a Tesla, and okay. they used to want to be a millionaire. Like, the level at which they would speak to this is fucking incredible to me, to where I was like, I wanted to fire that person based on how much they did that, and then wouldn't fucking the work ethic wouldn't show and wouldn't.
Okay. So did they sound arrogant and sounded like, yeah, I'm going to get a Tesla and $1 million, so, hey, I'll be over here, like, stroking my hair with my brush and not giving a shit.
That's a good John Travolta
I don't know what
Greece
that was,
impression.
But you kind of close, yeah.
It's close, eh? It's my cigarettes. I don't know. That's the only thing I've got.
Sandy.
So, Sandy.
We just, like, Grease references all the whole episode.
We're just doing Grease. That's it. This is what we're doing. It was more like this. I'll show them when I've got my Tesla, and blah, 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 blah. It was like combative, like it was competitive right. in voice, but not competitive in action.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's common, right? We want stuff. I think it comes from this like entitled lazy thing. Like, and I think everybody wants stuff to be better and get better, but it's like, are you willing to put in the work? Because it's not gonna be fucking handed to you, right?
Yeah.
It's not going to be. It'd be nice in some ways, but at the same time, you work for it, you get a podcast, we're getting people listening, and you grow and learn from that, and then boom, when you become that multimillionaire with those 7 Teslas,
right?
It's only that much better.
That's my goal, essentially, is 7 Teslas.
Only that's 7?
It. No, I want 7 Teslas in an apartment.
Apartment building, or you just have like a one-bedroom?
Just one
or
bedroom,
maybe a studio apartment.
And then I want to rent off other people's parking spaces from them. So that I can park my Teslas.
Genius.
Isn't that a good strategy?
I like it. You got to make sure there's an electric plug-in in those spots, though.
I'm going to have to install that. I don't think a lot of apartments can
do
that. But anyway. No. Okay. So I contrast that with someone who's working with me right now. Her name's Eileen, and she just started working for me like a few weeks ago.
Okay.
This is like when 19... And another thing is, like, she's a fucking hustler. Like, it shows awesome. In her actions. And I go, okay, part of me thinks, like, fuck, dude, if I were 19 years old, in college, and I had the opportunity to work for myself, if I were me at 19 and I could work for me at 30, fucking how many shit sandwiches I would eat to have done that. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, how lucky is she? No, I'm kidding. No, how tax on weekends, right? Like, she's a hustler. It shows. She's proving in actions. And this guy, the other guy, would be like, don't fucking call. No, weekends are mine. Don't call me on this holiday. And I'm like, as much as you fucking talk about being a fucking millionaire.
Right.
You want to say weekends off? Do you know what it takes? Do you know? Think about this. And you probably do have a better understanding of this.
Right.
Of what it truly takes to make $1 million in a year.
Yeah.
Like the
a lot of work and a lot of, yeah, hustling and, you know, figuring shit out. Because, you know, I think of it, it makes me think, if I can throw an example, I growing up as a teenager, I worked in restaurants. And I can remember, like, having things not run well at a restaurant and, like, some of the coworkers talking about see the owner come in once in a while and be like, oh, you know, I could run this place better than him. Oh, but they really had no idea because, granted, maybe he wasn't the best at running his business, but they act like it's like that guy with $1 million Tesla idea. It's like, oh, I just sit around and count my money from my business, like mm-hmm. as if it's really simple and easy.
Right.
But no.
A lot of people like to leverage my work ethic, I think. So once they know me and they see what kind of like mule I am, like where I'll just constantly out-strategize and people over-index on how good their ideas are. Fuck your ideas. Like, I don't care about them.
Well, because isn't it more about execution?
Right. Talk to me about your... Come back with me and say, this was my idea and here's what I did about it and here's the early traction we've got.
Yeah.
If you can't do... I feel bad as a CEO when someone comes in and they sit down on my fucking couch and I sit across from them and they pitch me an idea and I go... This is what I do say. Oh, that's awesome. All right, let's do it. Let's do this. Inside, I'm thinking, fucking fucker. Do you know what I mean?
So wait,
I'm thinking, like, just show me fucking solution.
It's an idea you're up for, but then you don't believe they'll back it up. Is that what you mean?
A little bit. Like, I feel bad about these feelings I have. But, right. Like, it's just years of people talking about ideas and never really...
Never delivering.
Because you need to find the 3% of people that will come up with a good idea and actually execute on it. So you're just playing your odds when you're sitting in here and going, oh, 97% of the time, that person is going to be talking bullshit. Do you know what I mean?
Okay,
so this is a complete waste of my time. Right? Yeah. Like, in any meeting, you have an idea. I don't know why I would say you don't have an idea. You have an idea of how many people I sit down with that like pitch me their apps and everything else. And it's like, great, I'm going to help you get this off the ground. Gonna help you get this off the ground. If it's successful, that's on you. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to help you make it, build it, first iteration, $4,000, whatever, cheap, whatever you can. We'll hack it together. We'll make sure that it is what it serves your functions. But don't come back to me in 6 months when you're like, oh, this didn't have any sales or anything. And I'm like, oh, so you want me to run your business? You want me to like help you build it, run your business, and you want me to be the CEO of your business?
Totally. No, and it makes me think like on a coaching perspective, like having a client who is going to like just essentially get on the phone and expect then you had this quick session that, oh, then everything in my life is going to be easy. It's like having a personal trainer and thinking then you can still eat McDonald's all day, every day or whatever. And everything's going to be perfect. No, dumbass, there's other work involved.
Yeah, right. There's other shit that you have to do outside of, we can sit and plan out your destiny. But if you're not willing to put in the work and be happy with it.
Yeah.
It's all hard work. People go, ugh. Someone told me on the last podcast. Someone told me about the last podcast. They were like, the world doesn't need another Gary Vee. And I'm like, no, dude. One, I'll be way more honest than anybody will be. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, and if my personality resonates with some other personality you see out there, one, I hope that personality is successful. So that means that I have the archetype to just follow, right?
Right.
It's always easier for the second person. So, I mean, maybe for me, it'll be easier, but still, I'm thinking it all becomes hard work. That's it. That's the one variable. How you react to the things in life and the situations. And never, it is never, ever about an idea. Ever. I feel terrible saying, like, hey, your idea is not worth anything. You know how many people sue for, like, you stole my idea?
Right, right.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
But it makes me think what you just said, someone saying, oh, we don't need another Gary Vee. It's like, well, it brings back to the overall theme of this one is he's not replaceable. And neither are you. And you're not going to be Gary Vee because you're Jeremy R. Motherfucker, you're a different dude. Oh, that's
good. I'm Jeremy.
That's right.
You know what I mean? I'm your emperor, Andre. Bitch.
Did y'all hear that?
Dude, I'm telling you. So we've answered the question.
Exactly.
Like,
I think unless someone's like, you know, a lower end, like an employee, whatever it is, from a host to a CEO, and they're doing a shitty job, then yeah, they're replaceable. But if they're giving it their all, likely not, right?
Interesting. So you're saying, like a lever puller. Yeah, someone who just like pulls levers and pushes buttons.
Or just someone who in general is doing something, but they're not really trying. Like the guy who wants the Tesla, but he's not really giving it his effort versus the 19-year-old. So yeah, he's fucking replaceable. But you get this girl now who's a hustler. So she's likely not.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
She'll conquer the world, I think. I really do. I mean, I just feel like some people you click with, you get it, right? Like, I don't know. I see me being, well, I was always kind of lost, but like at 19, 20, I was ready to fucking conquer the world.
Were you? Oh, I was a mess back then.
Oh, were you? I had this, we'll have to get into that.
No, like, no, I'm just throwing it out there.
When all I thought was business, 24/7.
Nice.
I like, even then I was like, no fucking partying and shit. I just want to figure out my next hack.
What was like the first business idea you had that you're like, oh, this is going to be big?
This is horrible. You ready for this?
Let's hear it.
This was only 3 years ago.
I'm ready.
Like, I was lost from about, that's what I'm saying. When I tell you that I love the fact that she's 19 or I'm, like, if I were 19 to work for myself, I would have been where I'm at right now at like 24.
Right. But dude, you're only 30, so you're good.
Yeah. Thanks.
No, you feel so old.
So I was lost from about 2021 ish to like 26, like going to school. I knew it wasn't going to help me. Did I ever tell you I dropped out of grad school
because
I felt like everyone there was a fucking mindless lemming.
Wow.
Just like droning on doing what they were told to do.
I got to study more. Oh, there's exams.
Oh, this is what's comfortable to me.
This is all I know.
Yeah.
This is all I know.
Don't let it end.
And books. More books.
And papers. Pamphlets. Right?
And pamphlets.
Well,
dude, kudos to you to even getting into grad school. I was too scared even to apply.
You want to know what's funny about this? I hacked my way into grad school.
Yeah, how does that work?
I didn't have the GPA to get into grad school. Okay, you ready for this? So, undergrad GPA overall was like 3.5.
Nice. That's better than mine.
I didn't have the undergrad major GPA. I was an accounting major. I didn't have the undergrad accounting to get into the accounting program.
I see.
So what did I do? I went to the fucking decision maker, impressed them, gave them fucking, said, these are my options, and I'll take my business elsewhere, essentially. Like that whole thing.
Nice.
We're fucking a senior in college. Like, and sure enough, boom, in grad school a month later. Like,
but
just
then
accepted.
You're like, wait, I'm studying accounting more. Do I really want to do this?
Yeah, this is what sucks. Right. Yeah. Like a month into it, full refund though.
There you go.
The day the full refund period was there, I was like depressed and I go, this fucking sucks. Like just counting down that refund day, you know, going, these people, there was a fucking class in grad school. I'm not fucking kidding you. Two classes pissed me the fuck off. You ready for this?
What were they?
Negotiation and leadership.
I mean, they sound like solid ideas, but were they just lame the way they run?
No, I don't think you can truly teach or make a curriculum, a graded curriculum for those two things.
Fair enough.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you might be able to teach, right? You might be able to teach principles of them, but to be a true leader, right? Like, that's something that at least a kernel of it is born with you.
Yeah. No, I think there's something there
that needs water. You know what I mean? Like, but these fucking people were sitting there think about this, friend. These people were sitting there. They were told to be there.
Right.
Okay? They were told to be there that they needed this five-year program. They needed to get a master's degree. They could have got it other cheaper ways, mm-hmm. right? Easy. Could have taken more undergrad classes. Could have took classes at community college, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And these people think they're leaders? Do you realize internally inside Jeremy Redmond's body what I'm going through as I see all these fucking 50 people in this class? They go, oh yeah, we're leaders and we're going to be leaders and here's why I'm a leader, and they're up there doing a presentation on why they're fucking leader. That literally disgusts me.
So like, to you, they're just following this protocol like lemmings or linchpins.
Yeah.
And that's
not questioning a thing.
Right.
Like just going, well, I think I need this degree.
Right.
Like they told me I needed it.
They said I should be a leader, so let me just write a speech about how I lead my chess class to the finals, semifinals anyway.
To the semifinals. I'm semi a leader.
I got to work on my chess game more, but yeah, I'm a leader.
Chess press. Anyway, that's a different game, right?
I don't even know.
Chess press, just working out, chess press.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, see, you were confused even. But no, the second class that fucking completely pissed me off was negotiation. And we were given a thing on paper that was like a circumstance or a scenario. And the owner was at fault for this. The owner, I want this on record. This is so good. This is such bullshit. The owner was at fault. And then the customer came in, and I was supposed to negotiate as the owner and get some money, keep some money from the customer.
Okay.
And on paper, it was like, yeah, it was the owner's fault, and da, 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 it was all the. And I'm like, I literally walked in the meeting, the fake fucking meeting, and I said, take all the money. Yeah, this is great. Take the money.
I bet your professor loved that.
Oh, she loved it. So like in that, and other people were like, yeah, I got this much money and I got this much money. And in my head, I'm thinking none of these motherfuckers will ever run a business because they'll be working for someone else's fucking accounting firm.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like these people are like, yeah, I got this much money and I got this much money. And I'm like, your customer's never going to fucking come back, you dumbass. Like, if that's how you negotiate and you get off on the fact that, like, it was totally our fault.
Right.
And
we squeezed a little bit of extra juice out of him.
That one customer will never come back. So there's, fuck your repeat business.
Well, and then now, like, that could lead to shit reviews online, so that could screw up other business in the future.
Right. So, I mean, if it was my fault, here's everything back. If it's not my fault, then I'll negotiate with you.
Right.
Probably half your money back.
But I'm curious, do you think that you can't really learn how to negotiate being trained?
100%.
That's an interesting thing. Like, I wonder if you could actually, with some training, say a mentor who's really good at that, you're like, oh, I struggle with confrontation and talking to people. And then, I don't know if this is my go-to voice right now, but...
It's good. We need a gong in here.
The grad school voice. Boom. I got to work on that one too.
That is your depiction of what grad school kids sound like.
It's kind of like the scientist on The Simpsons.
Ooh, I got into business school.
I like the idea of negotiating, but I'm not a negotiator.
Dude, that's what's funny. That's so true. I like the idea. Again, back to how shitty fucking ideas are. Back to ideas. I love the idea of this. Dude, put me in a fucking room with any one of those motherfuckers now, they're fucking filleted. Get me a chef. Get me a fucking the best knife money can buy. Because they're fucking cut up.
Sizzling.
Nice. Dude, I'm pushing buttons over here. They're not. And I'm very confident in the abilities I do have.
That's awesome.
I'm not the smartest person out there.
Well, no, you bring up, and that brings up another valid point of like, you can't teach type shit like that in college, grad school, getting your PhD, whatever it is. You can't teach charisma or confidence into those levels. I mean, maybe, but I don't really, can you?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think you can inspire people.
Right.
So like, in your profession, I think it's noble as fuck.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So like, my whole thing is how you make me feel, or how Todd Uderstate or Holly or whoever else, these people, like I'm a words of affirmation guy. So like, and constantly as an entrepreneur, you're hearing terrible words, terrible times. You're every day, it's like something didn't fucking happen, and you cling to life. You cling to these good words that one person will tell you, and you're like, I borderline every time I hear something decent about me said to me, I'm like, I'm borderline tears. Just because like I've heard such, I've gotten punched in the face all day, at least five or six days. You only have that one good day a week as an entrepreneur.
But no, that's interesting, because so you're saying that when someone really gives you a genuine compliment, it hits you to the core and it makes you feel good.
To or the
it
may, fucking
make
core.
You feel grateful, perhaps.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Like to write, you know what? Now I don't even care if it's genuine. Do you know what I mean?
That's funny, but I get it. Yeah.
Like, I don't even care if, because now people know how to play me.
Mm.
And I almost know it. They're playing me.
Okay.
But at the same time, like, I know that they're saying this because I like this, and I'm open and honest with, my love language is words of affirmation. Do you know what I mean?
All right.
So I love to hear love about me.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's where I've come to think, like, oh, yeah, your business or this is going great. And I'm like, I'm doing something good. You know
right.
what I mean? Like,
right.
And I'll rest on that laurel for about 10 minutes.
But, dude, even just accepting compliments is something a lot of people can't do. So that's like a cool thing to be able to like, let it resonate. Silly, but, like, honestly, people I know or have, like, worked with.
That's
like,
because they haven't gotten fucking punched in the mouth many times.
They
haven't heard enough, you fucking suck, but they internally believe in themselves that they have something. Right, they've given up. Other people have given up on them, and they have given up on themselves.
Right.
So, like, when they hear something, it's like, oh, no. Or they're being a fucking asshole, and they're just like, no, yeah, I know I'm fucking great. But, like, at the same time, they hear a compliment, and they go, no, 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 no. You know? And it's like, no, motherfucker, take this compliment. You're great. Like, I know you hear a bunch of shit all the time. Ask anyone who's fucking complimented me after a little while. I'm like, you are my hero. You know what I mean? Like, you're my heroine. Like, this is double meaning.
Right. You are everything to me. Oh, it's like your drug, but absolutely. You're female hero.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've got two things that drive me. One are words of affirmation, and two is like fucking results.
Yeah.
And you help with one of those big time. Or two of those probably, right?
Yeah.
Both of them for your clients.
Yeah, did you know you're badass?
I love you. I needed to hear that right now. You know?
Jamie Redmond, guys. He's the man.
Okay. We're off? Are you irreplaceable?
I'd say no. I mean, yes.
Which one would you say? You've said both of them right now.
I'm sorry. It's a little early, so the word, yeah. I'm not replaceable.
You're not replaceable.
Simplify it like that. Yes.
I don't think I'm replaceable either. Like, fucking try to replace me. Everything falls apart around me. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
I make things look so easy for other people. It's funny. Like, because I'm just taking it all on, you know? Like, do you ever feel like you're taking on so much of someone else's problems and you make it look easy that they don't even recognize what you're doing?
Yeah, I'd say that's happened before, but yeah. I try to like help, you know, help them have more awareness on it if it's someone I'm like working with as a client. But yeah, I think that's easy to do, right? If you get to where you, something is a little bit effortless for you or appears that way,
sure,
people can just think like, oh, must be easy for him.
Well, there you have it. Feudal and not boring feudal system.
Your emperor has spoken.
What do you call them? Not peasants. But like, what do you call like the like lords? I'll call them lords.
Okay.
I'm the emperor.
Lords and ladies, perhaps?
Lords. Oh, there. That is how branding is made. There you have it, lords and ladies of the not boring feudal system. I'm loving this. All right. We'll see you on the flippity flop.